Golden State Media Concepts bring you Book Review Podcast, a haven for bookworms of all ages and the widest genres, from mystery to memoirs, romance to comedy, fantasy to sci-fi. If you love to read, this is the podcast for you. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Book Review Podcast.
Hello, and welcome to the Golden State Media Concepts Book Review Podcast. I am your host, Sarah, and I hope you are having a fabulous September so far. Can you believe it's September? I know, I talk about time all the time. I talk about time a lot, but that's because I feel like it is just speeding by at rapidly increasing rates. I cannot believe it is September, that school is starting again, that, you know, well, some schools have been going for a while, but I love all of the first day of school pictures that I see on social media. I love when my family sends me first day of school pictures of my nieces because I miss them terribly, and I just love seeing their little faces as they're off to school. I have five nieces, the oldest of whom is in the Navy, so she doesn't have first day of school pictures, but she's studying to be a nurse, so I'm so very proud of her. And then I have a senior this year, a freshman and senior. My brother has two girls in high school, and then my sister has a sixth grader and a first grader. So you get all kinds of really wonderful stories about school, and those are all just such great ages to talk about. And anyway, I hope that if you have children and they are off back to school, that things are going well and that you are, you know, you're enjoying life and you're not too hot and you're not too affected by, wow, everything that's been going on this summer between storms and fires and everything else. It is a scary, scary summer weather and natural disaster wise. So I do hope that you are safe wherever you are, regardless of whether your kids are going back to school. I hope that you are safe. So we are going to talk about some books today, and I wanted to actually go back to some series that I've already covered and have now done some more reading in, because if you listen to this podcast on any kind of a regular basis, then you know that I am always behind on my reading list. I have approximately 8 billion, 7 million, trillion, you know, whatever number you want to put there, books on my reading list, and that list never gets any smaller no matter how many books I read. So I'm always behind on my reading list, and when I'm talking about books, I often say, now, this is a series, but I'm only on X out of Y books. So I thought I would go back to some of those and update you a bit on where I am and what I think of the series now that I've moved a little further into it. So I'm going to look at the Spellshadow series by Bella Forrest, which I talked about a few weeks ago. And I say a few weeks ago, it could have been a couple months ago. Again, I have no concept of time. I just want you to know. So the Bella Forrest Spellshadow series, and then the second book in the Max Crumbly series by Rachel Renee Russell. And then finally, the second book in the Night and Moon series. The first one was by Janet Ivanovich and Fief Sutton. The second was by Janet Ivanovich as a solo author. So let's get started with that Spellshadow series. And when I first started talking about it, I had only read the first book. The first book was out. And I will reiterate that one thing I really love about this series is that there are six books in the series and they're coming out once a month. So you don't have to wait. Often with fantasy series, and this is fantasy, you have to wait a year between books. So if it's a six-year series, you spend, you know, 5 years basically waiting for the books to come out. And this has been really fun. This has been really fun in that they come out once a month. So the sixth and final one comes out the end of this month, so I have read up through five, the penultimate book. I suppose I could have waited until the sixth one came out, but, you know, I really just like to say that word penultimate, which is, as Fancy Nancy would say, just a fancy way of saying the last, you know, the second to last. So five books have been out. If you recall, the series centered on a main character. named Alex, and the story is told from his point of view. Alex is, you know, a normal teenager living in, I think it's Indiana, if I'm remembering correctly, and he finds himself drawn into this world of magic that it's kind of an accident that he gets in there. His friend Natalie is taken by this creature, let's say, called Finder, into this Spell Shadow Manor. Alex follows her and ends up at this Academy of Magic. And so that first book is just kind of giving you the overlay, giving you the background a little bit about this Spell Shadow Manor and how Alex has snuck his way in. He has no magical ability whatsoever. And it's been described as Harry Potter meets Hunger Games. I wouldn't say that is the most accurate of descriptions, although it is a little less lighthearted than Harry Potter, and there is some violence and some things that happens in these books. So as the books have continued and progressed, we've learned more and more about this world. We've learned more about how Alex got sucked into this world despite not having magical abilities in the way that the other students at Spell Shadow Manor have. I, of course, don't want to give too many things away if you haven't read these books. One of the criticisms that I brought up the first time I was talking about this series is that people complained that things weren't fully developed in terms of, like, not necessarily characters, but in terms of some of the plot developments. And I would have to say that as I've read through them, I agree with that assessment a little bit more. I didn't notice it as much in the first book. Maybe I just wasn't paying good enough attention. But as the books have progressed, I feel like things happen a little quicker than they might. Like, they're not fully explained. Like, we get from point A to point D, and we haven't really gone through B and C. And so things just, they seem a little bit easy. Like, they figure them out, you know, the last book, there's a section where several of the characters face a series of challenges that they have to get through. And it just feels like they just kind of breeze right through them. There's not a lot of development as to how they get through them, why, you know, it feels like it should have been a little more difficult, or that we should have had a little more explanation as to the nature of these challenges and how they figure out how to get through them. So I will say that is one criticism that I have of this book, that things, sometimes I find myself reading and I'm like, wait a minute, how did they figure out how to do that? Or did I miss something? Did they explain that elsewhere? And I suppose I can understand that if, you know, they are coming out once every month, and I don't know, you know, if she wrote them all at the same time or if she's writing them once a month. And so maybe she gets writing fast and kind of doesn't think about the natural progression. But I will say that's one criticism that I read and I am noticing more and more. However, saying that, I'm still really enjoying the characters. I'm enjoying the plot developments, and I'm interested to see exactly where she's going to take this and how she's going to resolve everything that has come up in the first five books. And that sixth book comes out end of September, I think either September 29th or 30th. I don't remember off the top of my head, but the last one comes out, and I am excited to read it and to find out the conclusion to Alex and Natalie's story, as well as the other characters that they have gotten to know along the way, and to see how she's going to wrap things up, how she's going to bring everything to its conclusion, how it's going to end, etc. So I do still recommend this series if you're interested. You know, if you like to read fantasy, if you like to read series, and you're looking for a series that is complete, by the end of this month you'll be able to read all six books at once. You know, you won't have to wait even a month between them, but often with fantasy books you have to wait up to a year between books. So it's the first one is The Secret of Spell Shadow Manor. They are by Bella Forrest, and you can find them online on Amazon. You can get them on your Kindle. You can get them or as an e. You can do them on your e-reader or as paperbacks. So check them out if that's something that intrigues you. We are going to take our first break of the podcast, and when we come back, I'll be talking about Middle School Mayhem by Rachel Renee Russell. So stay tuned.
always on the go, but the day just won't be one without your Hollywood fix. Let Golden State Media Concepts Entertainment Podcast take care of that. Jordan and Keith is Entertainment Tonight meets Access Hollywood.
I'm Jordan. Guy laughing, that's Keith.
Yeah, I'm Keith.
An all-inclusive look of pop culture.
Welcome back to the Golden State Media Concepts Book Review Podcast. Before the break, I was talking about books 2 through 5 of the Spellshadow Manor series by Bella Forrest. And now I want to turn my attention to another young adult book, but for slightly younger. I would say that the Spellshadow Manor series would be for maybe mid to older teens and above. And then the title of the second book is called Middle School Mayhem. So it's definitely good for your middle school aged children. And if you join me for the episode where I talked about the first one describes Max Crumbly, who is in middle school. He has been homeschooled by his grandmother for a long time. Now he's in public school and he's really struggling, trying to find his place, trying to find where he fits in. And there is a bully, and the bully locks Max in his locker. At the very beginning of a 3-day weekend, Max is terrified that he's going to end up stuck in his locker for the entire 3-day weekend. He ends up getting out of his locker. He kind of figures out somehow that he can, that the back of the locker is not secure as it should be, and he's able to get out, and he finds himself in this sort of secret part of the school that's been blocked off for a long time. As part of this, he goes through all of these adventures. There are, there's a group of people in the building trying to steal computer equipment. So he finds himself in the midst of that. In the meantime, he is communicating via cell phone with his one. She's not even really a friend. She could be a friend. Her name is Erin, and he is talking to her. He finds her cell phone, I believe, if I'm remembering correctly, and ends up talking to her, and she ends up helping him in this. Now, that first book ends rather abruptly with a bit of a cliffhanger, and then the second one picks up right there where that first one ends on that cliffhanger, and the action just continues. Now, there are several things that I like about these books. First off are the illustrations. Rachel Renee Russell said that she worked on this book and its illustrations with her daughter, Nikki. And I know that she wrote another series called The Dork Diaries. Maybe you're familiar with that. I have not read those yet. See, again, ginormous book list that I'm never going to catch up on. And she illustrates those. And the illustrations are really clever and cute and part of the story. So you'll be reading a paragraph and then there will be a picture, and the picture will actually carry on. There will be, you know, some dialogue within the picture that actually moves the story forward. So you have to read the paragraph, read what's going on in the picture, and then go to the next paragraph, and the story continues in that way. So a little bit like a graphic novel in some ways, and that's good because it fits in with the storyline. Max also draws, so he's saying that this is part of, he tells us that we're reading his diary basically, and that he's done the illustrations, and he loves comic books, and so he draws illustrations in his diary that are like the comic books that he reads, and he likes superhero stories, so he's always saying, you know, if this were one of my comic books, then we would say, the last time we saw our hero Max Crumbly, he was trapped in his locker. And so there's just a lot of fun elements in this book, in these books. This one also ends in a cliffhanger, so we're going to get another book. I do not know how many are in this series. I haven't looked that up yet. Kind of just enjoying living in the knowledge that there's another one coming. The series, of course, is not done, so it is one of those things that you have to wait for. If you do want to pick it up, you're going to have to wait for the next one to come out. So the second one, Max is gaining more confidence. He is still stuck in this farce of trying to outwit the criminals who are trying to steal lab equipment. He's still running around in the school on a 3-day weekend when no one is supposed to be there. He's still having the help of his friend Erin. You know, as an adult, I keep thinking, aren't Max's parents kind of freaking out right now because he didn't come home from school? Shouldn't he there's got to be a phone in that place. Can he not call his parents? Can he not call 911? But of course, you know, in stories like this, they always take things to just a little tiny bit over the edge of extreme, because that makes them more fun and it makes them more adventuresome and those sorts of things, that, and they're a lot more fun to read. You know, if it was just a book where he got out of his locker and called 911, that's not much of a story, right? But so he's in this adventure, and he is gaining more confidence in his abilities, and he is strengthening his friendship with Erin, and she is helping him from home. She's giving him advice. She has mad computer skills that she's using to help him. She turned off the lights in one of the rooms to help him escape at one point. She does all of these different things and helps him to make it through this part of the story. And like I said, it ends on another cliffhanger, so we'll have to tune in to find out what happens in the continuing adventures of Max Crumbly. So like I said, I like these books for a lot of reasons. Max is very melodramatic. Like, he uses lots of capital letters when he writes, which makes me laugh. And he is, you know, I appreciate it because he is a little bit of a dorky kid, as was I. I'm grateful that no one ever locked me in my locker for a 3-day weekend, but I did once get stuck in a locker. I got locked in a locker. I will admit it. The janitor had to come get me out. I almost hyperventilated. Yeah, not a fun experience. So I do not want to be locked in a locker for a 3-day weekend. I was not a cool kid. I was definitely I was the dorky kid, and I did dorky things, you know, like I was in marching band and band, and I was in drama and all of those things. I got good grades, and hey, I am proud of being a dork. My husband was a cool kid when he was growing up, and that's cool too. You know, there's all different people. But what I love about this book, of course, is that the dorky kid is starting to try to face some of his problems, trying to figure them out, instead of simply being a victim, which he is at the beginning of the book. He is a victim because he gets stuffed in his locker. He is now actively problem solving. He is gaining more confidence, which I think, you know, is going to help him once this, and it's two books and we've only covered a few hours. So, you know, this, if we covered the whole 3-day weekend, which I really hope not, because his parents have got to be worried about them. I know that they're not real, they're fiction, but come on, his parents are wondering where he is. That's all I'm saying. But he's gaining more confidence. He is gaining friendships. He is learning about himself, which of course is wonderful. And I don't know what middle school was like for you. It was junior high for me. That's the grade system that they had when I was growing up. But it's just such a confusing time in terms of adolescence and hormones and weird things changing, and you're trying to figure out, and you're not quite a teen, but you're not a kid. You want to have more independence, but your parents still think of you as a child, et cetera, et cetera. So books such as this, Max Crumbly, really help kids who think that they are different and who maybe are a little bit different know that it's okay to be different. It's okay to be a little bit of a dork or a nerd and to like the things that you like. Max likes comic books. Max draws comic books. Some of the kids in his grade might think that that's not a very guy thing to do, you know, because at that age, it's very black and white. So we're very, you know, kids can be very gender binary. They can be very, you know, us and them, and they want to make sure that they are in the right group. And so anything that's different, they don't appreciate. I'm totally on my soapbox here, and I apologize, but I'm just saying that what I really appreciate is that Max, had I read him when I was in middle school, I think I would have really resonated with him. And so I like that there are books out there that really can give kids a different version, a different view, a different perspective. You know, it's not always just the quote unquote cool kids who get to do, or, you know, get to be the popular, well, yeah, not the popular ones, but it's not always just about them, that everybody has different personalities. Everybody has different skill sets. And you can use those skill sets to make a difference in the world. And Max is trying to make a difference, and he is learning about himself in this process. And I'm going to get off my soapbox now and go to another break, okay? So when we come back, I will be looking at the second book in the Night and Moon series by Janet Ivanovich. So stay tuned, and I will be right back.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch, whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to the Golden State Media Concepts Book Review Podcast. We are talking about books that are part of a series and that I have covered before, but now I've read more of the series, and so going back to those books. And it's not been that long since I talked about the Night and Moon series by Janet Ivanovich. The first one she wrote with Fief Sutton, and these have Minds in the title, so Dangerous Minds and Curious Minds. And the most recent one that I finally just got around to reading is, well, let me back up. So the books are about two characters whose Emerson Knight and Riley Moon. And so Knight and Moon, that's where you get that. Emerson is eccentric. He is brilliant. He is very, very wealthy, which helps because, you know, they can have adventures and not worry about how they're going to pay for them. Riley is, she's a lot more buttoned down than Emerson, but she also has kind of this interesting collection of personality traits. So she has multiple degrees from, I believe it's Harvard. She was on a career path where she saw herself, you know, desk job, business attire, working in high finance, etc. And then she ends up working with Emerson in that first book. And in the second book, she's still working with him. She's actually working for him. She's trying to figure out his books, which are a mess because it's Emerson and he doesn't pay attention to those sorts of details. He pays attention to lots and lots of details, just not finances as one of them. So they're still together, and they got themselves involved in this crazy adventure in the first book. And of course, the second book, you know, they're going to get themselves involved in another adventure. And this one happens when an acquaintance of Emerson's shows up. He is a Buddhist monk, and he comes to tell them that his island has disappeared. So he is a monk who has been living on a secluded, he's the only person living on it. Just you come up with the word that I'm supposed to say right there. Jeez. He's been living on this island in around American Samoas in that region of the world, and some people come to the island and they kidnap him. They take him out on a boat, and after several weeks, he tries to find his island and it's gone. So he comes to Emerson and says, "My island disappeared," which of course is not really something that we expect to happen in the world, to have an entire island disappear. But of course, Emerson gets right on it. He's perfectly happy to accept that weird things happen in the world and that an island could potentially disappear. He and the monk and his cousin Vernon and Riley end up on a cross-country adventure that takes them to national parks. So part of the book takes place in Yellowstone, which is fabulous because I grew up in Montana, and so Yellowstone is near and dear to my heart. And they also go to Hawaii Volcanoes National Park. And so it's this whole giant plot not plot, giant conspiracy, excuse me. There's a conspiracy going on, and I'm not going to tell you all about it, but a giant conspiracy that they have to unravel. And of course, because they stumble upon this conspiracy, then their lives are in danger, and they have to run around trying to outsmart the criminals and get away from the bad guys, et cetera, et cetera. So it is, you know, it's humorous. There's a lot of adventure. There's a lot of fun things that happen. And, you know, it's about an island that disappears. Just poof, gone. And they do actually explain what happens in terms of the island. So it is fun. My only criticism, I really enjoyed it. I like this type of book. You know, I've said it before, the kind of book that you can just escape into and enjoy and have just a really fun, relaxed read. My only criticism was that it felt a little abruptly. I mean, they wrap up the conspiracy and that sort of thing. They figure it out what's going on, but then it's just like they figure it out and boom, it ends. And maybe that's just me. And I fully admit that I would be more than happy if every book had a 20-year epilogue tacked on to the end, because I always want to know exactly what happens to every character for the rest of their lives, if that's possible. So it felt like it ended a little abruptly. That could just be me, but otherwise, this is fun. If you are looking for good escapist reading, then these Night and Moon books, they're a little bit of mystery, a little bit of romance, you know, because there's a little bit of tension between Emerson and Riley that I would guess is going to turn into something at some point. Just a little bit of snogging right now, but they're definitely leaning towards something more. So a little bit of romance, a little bit of humor, a little bit of mystery and adventure, and a lot of fun. So check those out if you are looking for some new reading material. I think I'm going to wrap it up there. I spent enough time on my soapbox in that middle segment, and so I'm going to start wrapping this up. I do want to thank you for joining me, as always. I love all of my listeners. You know, you're readers, so how can I not love you? Let me know if there's anybody that you would like to, any books that you would like to hear about, any authors that maybe I could get on the podcast interview. I've been doing that, and I love it. Speaking of which, I hope you will join me next week when I will be interviewing author Fran Wild. She has written a collection of books and short stories in the Gem universe. One of them is called The Jewel and Her Lapidary. We are going to be talking about the third book in her trilogy that is coming out on September 26th, called Horizon. The first two were Updraft and Cloudbound, so author Fran Wild will be joining me next week for an interview to talk about her new book. So that seems appropriate, since I have been talking about books in series, and Fran's going to join me next week to talk about the third book in her trilogy, in her series, Updraft, Cloudbound, and Horizon. So please join me next week for that interview. In the meantime, you can always find all of our podcasts at www.gsmcpodcast.com. You can download them on iTunes, on SoundCloud, on Stitcher, on our website, wherever it is you go for podcasts. And come follow me on social media, interact with me on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram. Again, join me next week for my interview with author Fran Wild. In the meantime, go out and get yourself lost in a good book. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Book Review Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. From movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.